Hi, everybody. This is Tracy. Today we're going to talk about the narcissists, their family, and your family. These are things we're going to dissect today, so stay tuned and let's see what we need to learn. Do you know, obviously you probably do by now, their family relationship? How did they get along with their mother? How did they get along with their father? Were their parents crazy? Were their parents hiding crazy? Did their parents fight a lot? How about their siblings? Did their siblings and them fight? It's important to know and understand that their basis for a relationship is based on their family. And it's based on what they knew and, of course, their past relationships. But the family holds a key piece to us understanding, possibly, you know, beforehand, next time, that they're the relationships that they have had with the family. Imagine if they had a family that was, you know, very distant. They didn't talk to them. They are saying that maybe they have gone no contact with their family. And that's important to understand. If they've gone no contact with their family, is it them that the family is abandoning? Or is it, them abandoning their family because their family's crazy? If their family's crazy, then it's a better chance that they will be crazy too. I know this is sort of a general broad thing and I'm not making any assumptions on that one, but we can see the patterns. We can see the patterns if we really look hard enough at how they interacted with their mother or father, how they interacted with their siblings. Everyone in their family has walked away from them. That's some kind of red flag that you should look at. And again, it could be reflecting back. If they're not a narcissist, but they're protecting themselves from a family of crazy, then that makes sense. But we have to dissect all of these questions. We have to understand and look for answers, certainly for the next person that you're with. Because if you don't, and you just take their word for that their family was crazy, then you're kind of putting a blind eye to more. So try to dig a little further. Try to see what kinds of things did their family do. And if they're saying they've disowned their family because they're crazy, get some clarification. And I'm not saying, like, you know, be an inspector and be like drumming them with questions. Boom, 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 boom. You want to work it into a conversation, and you want to, like, what kind of things happened? What did they do? And empathize with them and understand it. But there's another part to it. The other part is that they have to have learned something. So if their family's crazy, they've learned they're crazy. That's a legitimate thing, right? I have learned that my family's crazy, and that doesn't mean I'm a narcissist, but it helps me to understand the patterns that I have as a codependent, people-pleasing, boundaryless person was because of my family. I didn't have those boundaries. I didn't have any of these things. Dig deep. See where you can go with this and understand. Another part of this is, how were they with your family? How are they when they go to social events with them? Do they kind of sit in the corner, or do they interact? Or do they charm them? Do they come in and suddenly the person that you know is a little bit different? Of course, it's a wonderful person, so you're not, like, thinking anything bad of it. They're coming in there and they're swooping in and riding on their white horse to show your family how good they are, what a good provider they'll be, how supportive they are of you. Look back at how they interacted with your family and try to see if you saw the fakeness. Remember, their love bombing was one way, their mask was one way, and then they eventually turned the mask around and it became something else. Look back. Could you see those patterns? When we look back and we look at the patterns, we're looking at something that we can, in the future, take control over. In the future, we can use that as data on whether or not this person is telling the truth. If they, you know, turn, as most narcissists do, they turn and become someone completely different. This charming animal comes out that has taken over your family and everybody loves them to death. And that might be well off. But when they get home, are they different? That's the question. That's where you've got to look and review not only their family, but how they were with yours. If they were jealous of your family, if they tried to isolate you from your family, that's important. You need to pay attention to that. We don't want anyone ever isolating us again in our life. So review that. And I heard this the other day. So if any of you are interested in putting a comment below, tell me where you're from. I think it is so fascinating when I see stats of who's watching the videos. But it might be fun to see who's coming from all over the world. So just leave a comment, tell me where you're from, and watch out for their family. Watch out for the stories they tell about their family. Make sure that there's some evidence. You may never have it if they are in no contact with their family. But my last ex completely disowned his family, and I thought it was very similar to mine. I thought, okay, well, my family's crazy. I disown my family. That sounds about right. What I found out later was that he was disowned by them. And that's a completely different story. Of course, he wasn't going to tell me that, but it's important for us to look at these things and dig deeper. Ask them, what did they learn from this experience? Because you're going to have lessons that you have learned from this entire narcissistic abuse experience. And if they can identify, maybe they won't even say that your family, their family, was narcissistic. You know, they're just crazy. Maybe that means they haven't done the work, right? I didn't do the work before I figured out what my family was. I knew they were crazy, but I didn't know what it was. If someone's really interested in understanding their family and doing the work one day, they will have words. They will be able to explain it. And that's what you have to look for. What do they know about it? What did they learn? Families are an important part of our life. And isolating us from our family is something that narcissists do. So I really want you to pay attention to this. I want you to write down. I love journaling. Journal, journal, journal. Write this stuff down. Oh, I remember that one Christmas when she did this and I couldn't understand why she was making this fuss over Christmas dinner. Or maybe your ex never wanted to be with your family for the holidays. That's an important thing too. Got to dissect this, guys. That's all I've got. This is Tracy. Have a great day.